This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Binge, please.
Binge, please. Hello and welcome to Binge, Please, episode 4. This is Todd's 5-minute Game of Thrones podblast. Warning. There are spoilers ahead, both for this episode and for the first 7 seasons of Game of Thrones. You have been warned. Every minute counts. There is no time to waste. So here we are with the recap for Season 8, Episode 1, Winterfell. The Targaryen contingent, complete with Jon Snow and Queen Daenerys Targaryen, Tyrion Lannister, Varys, the Master of Spiders, Ser Jorah Mormont, the Unsullied Army, the Dothraki Army, and 2 dragons march into Winterfell. In the Great Hall of Winterfell, most of the Unified North is upset with Jon bending the knee and relinquishing his crown to Queen Daenerys Targaryen. But Jon explains this is the only way they have a prayer against the Night King and his Ice Dragon, the White Walkers, and the Army of the Frozen Dead, who are all heading south after destroying the wall between Westeros and the Land of Always Winter. Separated for 8 seasons, Jon is reunited with his sister Arya, who encourages Jon to trust and listen to the counsel of their sister Sansa Stark, who is just then simultaneously berating her former husband Tyrion for foolishly trusting Tyrion's sister Queen Cersei Lannister to send the Lannister army north to join the pending war against the White Walker army. Meanwhile, in King's Landing, Euron Greyjoy delivers the legendary mercenary army, the Golden Company, from across the sea to bolster the depleted Lannister forces. While Euron lies with the queen, his castrated nephew, Theon Greyjoy, rescues Theon's sister Yara from imprisonment on Euron's ship and then pledges to join the fight in Winterfell. Cersei contracts Bronn to murder Cersei's treasonous brothers, Jaime and Tyrion, with the very crossbow that Tyrion used to kill their father. Back in Winterfell, Dany commands Jon to ride one of her dragons, and they travel to Jon's old hunting grounds in the north, where they share a tender moment together to get away from it all. Upon returning, Dany and Ser Jorah Mormont find Samwell Tarly and thank him for curing Ser Jorah of Greyscale. Dany then tells Samwell that she killed Sam's father and brother when they would not bend the knee to her. Arya Stark is reunited with both her former bodyguard Sandor Clegane the Hound and Gendry Baratheon and asks the blacksmith Gendry to make her a special dragonglass weapon. A distraught Samwell finds Jon in the crypts of Winterfell and reveals Jon's true lineage as son of Lyanna Stark and Rhaegar Targaryen to him, and claims Jon is the rightful uncrowned king of the 7 kingdoms named Aegon Targaryen, which makes him also Dany's nephew. At the Last Hearth, Beric Dondarrion, Delorious Ed of the Night's Watch, and Tormund Giantsbane, the Wildling, find the body of Stark ally Ned Umber nailed to a wall and surrounded by disembodied limbs of members of House Umber in a familiar spiral pattern, presumably by the Night's King. Ned's body reanimates as a white, and Dondarrion thrusts his flaming sword into the dead boy's zombie corpse, lighting the whole thing on fire. The Kingslayer, Jaime Lannister, arrives quietly at Winterfell, where he sees Bran Stark, who was pushed out of the tower window by Jaime in the series premiere. Bran is waiting for him. So, episode 1 was a fantastic episode, hour-long of television that sets the stage for the season to come. What will the conversation between Bran and Jaime be like? Will Jon reveal what he knows about his identity to his lover and his aunt? And how long do the Starks and their allies have to come together before the Night King's army descends on Winterfell? We also have a tremendous update to the opening credits sequence. I thought it was beautifully done, taking us inside the buildings of Westeros. Well, that's it for this 5-minute Game of Thrones podblast. Hope you liked it. I will be back next week with another one. Thanks for listening to Binge Please and PTBN Pop. The bear.
promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over two dozen podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.